朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
你服侍主会受苦。
If you want to serve the Lord, you will have to suffer.
无怪乎彼得在他老年的时候写彼得前书，请各位看彼得前书第四章。
Therefore, in the first Peter, as Peter wrote that chapter in his old age,
他非常深切地想到这一件事情。
He seriously contemplated that matter again.
第四章十二节，他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验要临到你们。”
4:12, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering.
所以说不要以为奇怪。到十三节说，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
请特别注意十五节彼得怎么说。
Let's pay particular attention to verse 15.
彼得说受苦有两种。
He said there are two kinds of suffering.
一种是有价值的受苦。
One kind of suffering has value.
一个是没有价值的受苦。
The second kind of suffering has no value.
如果一个人受苦受到一个地步，你说，哎呀，他白受苦了，哎呀，我们实在觉得很可怜。
If somebody is suffering for nothing, we have pity on him.
十五节他怎么说呢？
What is said on verse 15?
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
He said here, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thieves or other kinds of criminals or even as a meddler.
圣经实在很有意思。
The scripture indeed is very, very meaningful.
也不要因为犯罪而受苦。
Please do not suffer because of your crime.
如果是为了信仰受苦，感谢赞美主。
If you suffer because of your faith, praise the Lord.
为杀人受苦，这个受苦没有什么了不起。
If you suffer because you committed the murder, this is valueless.
有的人像彼得自己说的，因为好管闲事，他好苦。
And some people, as Peter said, here suffer because they are meddling.
他很多的眼泪，很多的叹气，都是没有价值的。
A lot of tears and sighings are of no value.
所以在约翰福音二十一章，主耶稣特别让彼得看见，你这条路是一个苦难的路。
Therefore, in chapter 21 of the book of John, repeatedly, Jesus let Peter see that his road is a path to suffering.
这一篇信息如果在二十一年以前刚刚出来服侍主的时候讲，我看我的感受很浅。
It may be that message delivered 21 years ago when I first started to service, this may have no meaning.
现在服侍主二十二年来讲这个信息，深度就会比较多一点。
After 20 years in the service of the Lord, indeed it has been very meaningful to me.
昨天晚上我在祷告的时候，
Last night as I was praying,
我很有把握地知道一件事情。
I have convictions of one thing.
如果有一天我也像我们中间很多的弟兄姊妹头发很漂亮的斑白的时候，再来讲这个题目，那个深度就更多。
And I firmly believe that one day when my hairs will be white,I may even have more feelings and convictions as I deliver this message.
在苦难里面，主耶稣对彼得说：“你要继续的跟随我 ，keep on following me.”
And in the midst of suffering, Jesus told Peter to keep on following him.
这句话其实就是原文的意思，就是说你继续的来跟随我。
And as the original scripture would mean, you should continue to follow me.
马可福音第一章十六节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
路加福音第五章。
Luke 5.
当彼得第一次见到耶稣的时候，
When Peter first encountered Jesus,
耶稣用一句话告诉他，
Jesus spoke the following words,
来跟从我，
Follow me.
但是年少的时候已经过去了，
And yet the time of youth had passed.
你自由进出行动的时候已经过去了，
The time of freedom that you can go wherever you want has passed.
那段时间你的跟随是若即若离的跟随。
The previous following may be such that your heart may not really follow.
那个时候你的跟随是远远的跟随，在你和跟随的对象的中间，空间很大的一个跟随。
The previous following may be to follow in a distance.
当我们跟跟随者中间距离很远的时候，有很多打岔。
When there's a lot of distance between our Lord and us as we follow, there's a lot of inadequacy.
师母开车最不喜欢跟人。
Mrs. Lee, when she drives, she hates to follow.
如果从这里要到哪里去
？She want to go from one place to another.
把地图给我。
She want the map.
先告诉我怎么去，怎么去。
Just she want the direction.
如果说你跟我来
，And I said, why don't you just follow me?
哎呀，苦得不得了。
And she doesn't like it.
她说每一次跟都跟不上。
Because many times she got lost.
前面一个人开车开得很快，中间很多车一插进去，这个跟随就没有结果。
Because if the leader is fast and there are a lot of traffic, the one can get lost very easily.
耶稣说你要跟随我，要紧紧的跟随我。
Jesus said you have to follow me and follow me closely.
因为跟随我能够使你渡过难关。
Because if you follow me, you can pass through all tribulations.
当然相对难关使你继续的跟从我。
And in contrast, all the tribulations and sufferings will force you to follow him even closer.
什么叫做跟从我？
What does it mean to follow him?
这条路我已经走过了。
Because this road I have been on before.
什么叫跟从我？
What does it mean to follow him?
主说我知道这条路的状况如何。
Because our Lord said that I know the situations in this path.
弟兄姊妹，从 Boston 到纽约。
Brothers and sisters, the road from Boston to New York.
我所知道有三条路可以走。
I'm aware of three routes to get there.
当然你要看地图，还有更多的路可以走。
But if you look at the map, you have more possibilities.
但是你跟随一个人的时候，只有一条路。
But if you have to follow an individual, there's only one way.
就是他的路。
That is his way.
不管他走哪一条路。
Regardless what route he pursued,
他的路就是你的路。
His road is your road.
虽然有好几条路，条条大路通纽约。
Even there are options of different roads to go to New York.
但是你要跟随人的时候，只有一条路。
But if you have to follow somebody, there's only one path.
就是他的路，就是你跟被跟随的那个人的路，就是你的路。
And that's the path that the one you are going to follow.
你爱主吗
？Do you love the Lord?
你要侍奉主吗
？Do you have to serve him?
你要做牧养的工作吗
？Do you want to shepherd his flock?
主说来跟从我。
The Lord said that follow me.
你不跟从我，没有使徒行传的故事。
If you do not follow him, there won't be the stories of the book of Acts.
没有约翰福音二十一章，你看使徒行传第一章接不下去。
If there's no chapter 21 of the book of John, there won't be any book of Acts.
还有一点时间，我们看下面一段。
The remaining time, let's look at the later part of this chapter.
二十节到二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
也是用你跟从我来做这一段的结束。
This is also concluded.By the word, follow me.
一个人侍奉，难免跟十字架接上关系。
As a person pursued the role of service, he has to be related to the cross.
若有人在主耶稣基督里面进前度日，他都要受逼迫。这是保罗的话。
Paul said that for those who want to live a life of piety in the Lord.Has to suffer.
所以我们要跟从主，跟苦难有直接的关系。
Therefore, the role of following our Lord is related to suffering.
侍奉主第二个很有关系的是什么呢？
The second aspect of the life of a service is also related to another aspect.
同工的关系。
The relationship with our co-workers.
一个爱主的，一个侍奉主的，跟从主的人，如果苦难是一个必修的课程的话。
If suffering is a prescribed course of somebody who's loved and who also want to serve,
同工的关系也是一个人不可缺少的学习。
Then the lesson of relationship with the coworker is also a very important aspect.
有人单枪匹马单打独斗没有问题。
A person may be able to face his difficulty and his task just by himself.
放在团队里面总是出问题。
And yet, in the situation of a group, he may have problem.
弟兄姊妹，同心不是相同。
Brothers and sisters, being same mind doesn't mean that you have the same idea.
合一不是说每一个人都要好像同样的一个印子模子打出来的才叫合一。
Unity is not uniformity.
合一是不同里面同心走一个方向，这叫合一。
Unity is to be united with different aspects.
主耶稣在这里特别责备彼得，因为彼得不懂得同工的道理。
Jesus rebuked Peter because he does not understand the relationship with co-workers.
从表面上来看，彼得很关心约翰。
From the surface, Peter was very concerned about John.
感谢主，约翰一直就是隐藏自己。他在约翰福音里面从来没有讲说我约翰写约翰福音，他就是说我是主所爱的那个门徒。那么这地方还多了一个形容，是在主耶稣被卖的那个晚上，躺在耶稣胸膛里面跟耶稣撒奶的那个门徒。
John was really hidden, even in the book of John, he never really described himself too much. But here, of course, he put in some description saying that this was the same disciples that was leaned up against Jesus during the time of supper.
他关心约翰。
Peter was concerned about John.
他问主说，这人将来如何？
And Peter asked Jesus, what happened to him?
有什么错呢？
What's wrong with that?
耶稣何必那样责备他呢？
Why did it necessary for Jesus to rebuke Peter?
彼得关心约翰有什么不对呢？
What was wrong the way that Peter was concerned about John?
弟兄姊妹，他的失败在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what was the failure of Peter?
他用不对的角度来看他的同工。
Because he stand from a wrong corner of point of view looking at his co-workers.
请注意二十节前面五个字。
Let's pay attention to verse 20.
彼得转过来看见约翰。
He said, Peter turned and saw that the disciple.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
本来他是朝着耶稣的。
Originally, he was facing Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你把你的眼睛从主的身上挪开，去看别的人事物，我们都会落在软弱的里面。
Don't forget that whenever we turn ourselves away from Jesus towards person or happenings, we'll be in times of weakness.
当神把一些同工放在一起的时候，
When the Lord put co-workers together,
让我们学习透过主来看我们的同工。
He wants us to learn the lesson of relating to our co-workers through Jesus.
学习在主里面来看我们的弟兄姊妹。
So that we can see our brothers and sisters through our Lord.
你还是看见同样一个人。
Your co-workers still the same individual.
这个人的软弱，你还是看见他。
You can still see the deficiencies of your co-workers.
他的强处，你也看见他。
His strong points, you can still see them.
但是你不透过耶稣来看一个人的软弱，跟透过耶稣来看一个人的软弱完全不一样。
There's a great difference of perceiving somebody else's inadequacy through Jesus or not through Jesus.
你不透过耶稣看一个人的软弱，你就觉得很了不起。
If you perceive somebody else's deficiency not through Jesus, you will think that you yourself is very good.
当你不透过耶稣来看人的强处的时候，你就会觉得自己很自卑。
If you look at somebody else's strong point not through Jesus, then you think that you yourself is too humble.
我们透过主耶稣来看别的同工弟兄姊妹的时候，他的长处成为你的荣耀。
Through Jesus, then somebody else's strong point can be the glory of yourself.
施洗约翰说，
John the Baptist said,
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He will be glorified, I be diminished.
这句话是用在灵性上，灵性生活上。
This has application to our spiritual life.
在灵性生活上，让耶稣更增加，我们越减少。
In our spiritual life, Jesus will increase and we will diminish.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to one.
从一个角度来看，施洗约翰跟耶稣有同工的关系。
To one extent, John the Baptist is a co-worker of Jesus.
他是那个同工的开路的先锋。
He is the forerunner of this particular co-worker.
他先走，后面的耶稣再跟着来。
He laid the foundation of the path, and Jesus followed.
他比耶稣年长半年，年长半岁。
He was older than Jesus Christ, maybe half a year.
但是在同工的关系上，他说了一句话。
But yet in the relationship of co-workers, he said,
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He will furnish and I will be decreased.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天教会里面我们每一个同工，包括我们所有侍奉主的人在内，有这样的心态，弟兄姊妹，我们的同工的关系会非常的融洽。
Brothers and sisters, if this is the kind of relationship exists between us as co-workers, our work will be increased.
为什么我们会嫉妒我的同工呢？
Why would I be jealous of my co-workers?
他今天翻译的真好。
Because he has done a good job of translation.
我想大概他跟李牧师花了很多时间在一起。
Maybe they spend a lot of time with Pastor Lee.
因为上一次没有那么好。
Because it was not as good previously.
为什么会有这种感觉呢？
Why would you have this feeling?
因为我也是翻译，你懂吗？
Because I was also in that kind of service.
所以在教会里面，这些侍奉配搭就变成竞争。
Therefore, the service and co-workers can be a competition.
弟兄姊妹，彼得所学的功课是一而再、再而三学的功课。
Yet the lessons that Peter learned here has to be repeated.
在马太福音十四章。
In Matthew 14,
耶稣行了一个神迹，他走在海面上。
Jesus performed miracles. He walked on the water.
哎呀，门徒都看见。
The disciples saw it.
哎呀，他们心里很受感动。
They were moved.
也很害怕。
And they were fearful.
彼得不怕，不怕。
But Peter was not fearful.
他就跟耶稣讲。
He said to Jesus,
如果是你
，If this was you,
让我也走在海面上。
Let me walk on water too.
耶稣说来。
Jesus said, "Come on."
他就出去了。
And Peter went on.
彼得一辈子从来没有这样的经验。
All his life, Peter had never experienced this.
走在海面上。
He walked on the surface of water.
呀，他心里面觉得非常的喜乐。
He was very joyful.
哎呀，灵性到了一个高峰。
His spiritual life reached a peak.
但是圣经怎么说呢
？What did the scripture say?
当他见风甚大的时候，他就开始下沉。
When he experienced the strength of the wind, he started to sink.
什么叫做见风甚大呢？
What does it mean to experience the strong, the strength of the wind?
人的眼睛没有这个本事。
Human eyes does not have that kind of ability.
一个眼睛看这边，一个眼睛看那边。
You cannot see two directions.
你要看的时候，两个眼睛同时看一个地方。
You have to gaze both of your eyes on one object.
当他眼睛看风的时候，当然他的眼睛没有看住。
When his eyes gaze upon the gales, he cannot gaze upon Jesus.
什么时候一看风，弟兄姊妹，我们的经验就是下沉。
Whenever when he put our eyes on the gales, he will sink.
什么时候我们听人的声音，我们的心什么时候就下沉
？Whenever we listen to the human voice, our heart will sink.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的失败，基督徒的痛苦，不是他的失败和跌倒。
The suffering of Christians is not because of his failure.
基督徒的痛苦乃是重复的在同一件事上失败和跌倒。
The suffering of Christians was because of his repeated failure in a similar situation.
让我奉主的名再说一遍。
May I say this again in the name of our Lord?
基督徒的痛苦不是因为他失败和他跌倒。
The suffering of a Christian was not because of his failure.
基督徒的痛苦乃是重复的在同一件事上失败和跌倒。
The suffering is because he repeated failure in numerous occasions.
不要为你的失败和跌倒去难过。
Don't be too upset because you fail.
但是要为你一而再、再而三没有办法克服胜过的软弱和失败去难过。
And yet indeed, you should be.Suffering, you should be feeling bad because you commit that failure repeatedly.
感谢主，彼得在这里学了这个功课，学好。
Praise the Lord that Peter has learned that lesson here.
从哪里看见呢？
Where's the evidence?
使徒行传第三章。
In the Book of Acts, chapter 3.
在下午三点钟的祷告的时候。
In three in the afternoon.
中文说伸出祷告，就下午三点钟祷告的时候，他跟约翰两个人肩并肩一起到圣殿里面去祷告。
And it was a prayer time, three in the afternoon when Peter went to the temple with John to pray.
他们从哪一个门进去呢
？What gate did they pass through?
那个门叫做美门。
Good, beauty. And they passed through the gate of beauty.
当然那个门有它的意思，不过当我看到这个的时候，我心里面很受感动。
Of course that the name of the gate has its own symbolism, but I was moved when I read.
弟兄姊妹，两个人同心不单单是一件对的事情，也是一件美的事情。
Brothers and sisters, when two persons at the same mind, it's not only good, it's also beautiful.
夫妇相爱不只是对的事情，也更是一个美的事情。
Husband and wife in love is not only right, it is also beautiful.
这几年我常常有机会跟弟兄姊妹分享这样一个负担。
Many times I share with brothers and sisters my burden.
让我们在这个教会
so that in this church of ours,
不单单做对的事
not only do we do what was right,
也让我们做美的事情
we also do what is beautiful.
真的，今天有很多时候，我们做了对的事情，不见得美。
Many times what we did though right was not beautiful.
很多时候我们做了对的事情，结果跟这件事情有关的人还是受很深的伤害。
Many times, despite the fact that we did the right thing, many people still get hurt.
弟兄姊妹，我实在恳求主帮助我们一同能够了解我在主面前的这样的一个心态。
I praise the Lord that He shine light into our hearts so that we understand this point.
不单单做对的事，让我们也做美的事。
Not only do we do what is right, but also what is beautiful.
所以耶稣对彼得说：“你 ，Peter， 你单单你，你来跟从我们。”
So Jesus said to Peter, "You alone follow me."
除非一个人。觉得他跟随主只有他一个人这样跟随主这个人永远不会跟别人同工
Unless a person has a decision that he himself alone will follow Jesus otherwise he cannot work with somebody else
因为所有横的关系是建立在纵的关系的根基上
Because all our horizontal relationship is built upon our vertical relationship with our Lord
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。